Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 192. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out.
Yes, we are.
Darn right.
Man, he came right in. Yes, we are.
I know. I like it.
We are. How are you guys?
Awesome.
Doing good.
Good.
I tried to beat you that time.
Oh, man. You guys are still wound up.
We are wound up. Yeah, we brought the energy tonight.
That's good.
We've been storing it up. We stored it up for Wednesday, and we had to wait till Thursday, so here you go.
Mm-hmm. Now I know what to expect.
Right?
You're like, that extra night.
Let's move it to Tuesday then, right?
Of waiting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all pent up.
Well, good. That's good. We had a nice full episode we just recorded, so now we got the mini here on a Thursday.
That's correct.
On a
beautiful
warmer
weather
Thursday.
That's yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sunny Plainfield, is that where
it was? Sunny Plainfield.
Always sunny in Plainfield.
Always sunny in Plainfield.
Is it?
No.
Well, we hope the creepies are doing well.
Heck yeah.
And whenever they listen to this mini episode. Mm-hmm. And let's get right to it. Sean, what are we talking about?
We are talking about Nate's pick, and this is Haunted Walmart in Galveston, Texas. Yay. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really. We decided no need for foundation, right? It's a Walmart.
Yeah.
It's in Galveston.
Galveston's in Texas, a city.
Mm-hmm. There's, it's on an island, right?
Yeah. There you go. There's your foundation.
That's right, yeah. What more foundation do you need?
Nate, do you want to start off since it's your pick?
Oh, I guess if you're going to force me.
Well, you know. That's why you make the big bucks.
That's right. Well, the store, which opened in 1994, draws its fair share of visitors because it is of its tragic past. It's even been called the most haunted Walmart in America.
Oh.
Which I think three of us were talking a little earlier. Aren't all Walmarts haunted to a certain extent? Imagine being the one in the Arkansas retailer's corporate office tasked with keeping track of those statistics. So, yeah, generations before Walmart came along, that patch of present-day Seawall Boulevard was occupied by the St. Mary's Orphan Home, operated by the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word.
Yeah.
Almost to a one, its residents, 10 nuns, and at least 90 children perished during the fearsome hurricane that came ashore on September 8th, 1900. The nuns used clotheslines to tie the children and themselves together. The only survivors were three boys who had wrangled loose and climbed a tree.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they said the winds were over 100 miles an hour. I guess three of the boys did survive. Maybe they untethered themselves. Who
knows? They got loose and climbed a tree and saved themselves.
Well, they said the nuns had a good idea. They thought, well, that way the kids won't get lost or literally blown away. But they said that nuns, since they wear the heavy cloaks and they have the habits and all that stuff, they, as soon as they got saturated and things started flooding, they sank and they just took the kids right with them.
Oh.
This is really sad too. It says the sisters took all the children to the second floor of the girls' dormitory as the first floor flooded, and they heard the flood waters take down the boys' dormitory, which was an older structure. When they went upstairs, it is said the kids were singing a French hymn, Queen of the Waves. So that's sad. I have no idea what that song sounds like, but I'm sure it was sad.
I'm going to continue the story there, Nate. It says, by now, stories of strange doings at that Walmart, especially after hours, are so pervasive that I would be shocked to find a Galvestonian who's never heard of it, said local author and ghost tour guide Kathleen Shanahan-Maka. They talk about the hauntings of some of the big historic locations that make a visual impact, but for some place that people just go into every day, it becomes a talking point, she added. Although she has never witnessed anything spooky or unusual at the Seawall Walmart, not so elsewhere on the island, she noted, Maka has talked to plenty of present and former employees who have. She says, when people find out who I am, they usually want to tell me their Galveston ghost story. She said, it's kind of humorous how many people from Walmart have stories that they want to share.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, we were right. When we stayed in Galveston, we were right on the other side of that wall.
Mm-hmm.
That hurricane.
The seawall.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot of the employees say they have paranormal instances. They say they believe it's because of how many people died there. Denise Sandoval has worked at Walmart since 2004 with a two-year gap of not working there between 2019 and 2022. She has a self-published book, Galveston Ghost Tales, in 2021, telling the story of what happened during the 1900 hurricane. Says she calls herself a ghost magnet. In the toy aisle, she said that she has seen toys need, or she's seen toys that need generally, let's see, this is written weird. So basically that they normally need to be touched, you know, to light them up and make sounds, but they don't. So without touching them, they do this on their own.
Gotcha.
She said the toys fall off the shelves, dolls' eyes blink on their own, and children have, man, this is written really weird. Children at the store have told her they've seen kids and nuns that weren't actually there. So that's, which would be really spooky. What if you went in there as like actual, like dressed up as nuns?
Oh, no.
Like running around scared the crap out of people. They said also, but it's in other aisles too. There was like the hardware section. There was like axes that just went flying off. So they've got tons and tons of like workers and people that shop there. But they said that a lot of the paranormal investigators, that's their first go to is the toy aisles, mm-hmm. you know, because they're just like, oh, the kids, of course, they're going to want to be playing with the toys.
Sometimes the balls in the ball cage thing
will just come out.
Will just come out. Yeah.
They were one of the videos I watched, the two people that were investigating, they were just kind of like waiting, and some of the stuff, you know, they set up a ball and thought maybe they'll kick it to us or whatever, and like, oh, that didn't work. But as they were doing one thing, something else would fall unexpectedly, mm-hmm. and they were like, okay, this is really wild here. But they said that, like I said, the employers are like, don't be shocked that weird mm-hmm. stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, a lot of the employees from grocery stockers all the way up to the department and store managers have reported all manners of eerie activities, including disembodied children's voices, both laughing and crying, cash registers going haywire, automatic doors opening and closing on their own, items out of place both in the store offices and on the shelves. One common story is of a female child's voice, often heard by several people at once, crying out for her mother.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Another widespread story concerns the time Walmart allowed FEMA workers inside the heavily damaged store to fetch supplies after Hurricane Ike in 2008. When they entered, they heard children laughing and coughing. So, yeah. I would say it's haunted.
Yeah, that's spooky.
I'd say so.
They said that Sandoval started chronicling her paranormal experiences on TikTok, and she's been collecting stories of her coworkers for her next book. She's heard stories including everything from bread falling off shelves in the bakery to children's footprints seen on newly waxed floors overnight. She's like, I'm not making these stories up. I live it, she said. I'm never afraid because I know all of these kids and nuns that lost their lives there. Galveston is the home for the paranormal, said Sandoval, who has lived there her whole life. The paranormal activity at Seawall Walmart is just part of working there. Often employees don't talk about what they've experienced because it makes it too real that something unnatural is happening. The store acknowledged its spooky reputation on social media September 2021 with a TikTok that showed the toy aisle with a caption, you know what they say about the Galveston Walmart.
Yeah.
What do they say about the Galveston? Now we know. Mm. I had never heard about this. I've heard of like different CVS's and haunted Walgreens and haunted different stores, but
really?
Yeah, but I had not. I want to say it's in Florida. I was looking at different haunted places and I was like, who's ever heard of a haunted CVS? But they've have, you know, I think it was Florida anyway, but I had not seen Walmarts.
Yeah. A little bit more on the FEMA workers that went in there. Mm-hmm. They did a search and found no children inside, even though they, found children's footsteps in the muck on the floor.
Mm.
Ooh. That's creepy. Now well, we're talking.
I like it.
That's pretty creepy. I've got a story here from Reddit. Somebody said that they heard that the Walmart in Galveston was haunted. Said, anyone that has any stories, please do share. Well, this one is a pretty good one here. Somebody said, for freaking sure, in our house built in the 70s, we had many friends and family members, myself included, hear teenage girls laughing and talking for the first year we were there. Then they left, I guess, but then my 25-year-old brother saw a ghost of a man in the bathroom and absolutely freaked out. He won't talk about it when we ask him. People say they can see the lights and hear the sound of cannonballs in the alleyways close to the harborside. Walmart is totally haunted. That's why it's not 24/7 anymore.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Then it says, just kidding.
No, just kidding.
And my brother and his friends worked with the Historical Foundation, so they worked in Bishop's Palace, Moody Mansion, Bryan Museum, and the Elisa. And they said that they've all seen ghosts, heard footsteps, and one of the friends said, they're talking... Whoever wrote this started talking about other places. So, yeah.
It sounds like there are other locations around Galveston that are pretty haunted.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But, someone said that, the Galveston Walmart is certainly haunted. And, then the same thing. They go into other haunted places. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess one story, a fire extinguisher spontaneously flew 5 or 6 feet,
jeez,
nearly hit a little girl, but luckily a shopping cart was in the way. Yeah. Then during renovations 1 year, they found ghostly faces churned up in the rubble during the store's renovations.
Ooh. Can you imagine seeing...
No.
Like... Talking about the cash registers opening and closing by themselves.
Mm-mm. That would be so creepy.
And the automatic doors opening and closing on their own accord. That would just be kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, they say they find mysterious footprints in the tile. A crybaby's doll eerily opening and closing its eyes for 13 seconds. Yeah, they got all sorts of little creepy things.
This says it talks a little bit more about the orphanage on.
Just Walmart, Nate.
Yeah,
creepy things.
Very true.
Creepy people.
Very true.
They have a website about it, right?
Sorry, Martians.
Oh, on the 8th of September, 1900, Hurricane gutted St. Mary's Orphan Asylum of Galveston. Hurricane's catastrophic impact ultimately claimed 6,000 total lives, engulfing the city as well as its inhabitants. By the beach side, 10 nuns held tight to 93 children, their wrists roped with clotheslines. They had fastened the clotheslines to themselves, fettering the children to their waists in a futile attempt to save their lives. Only 3 survived, though the Liberty Vindicator reported that they were bruised and scarred and crippled. I bet they were. It was the deadliest natural disaster in the history of the United States up to that point. Says the St. Mary's Orphan Asylum was destroyed by the hurricane that year, 1900. And like I said, 90 orphans and 10 sisters died. Their bodies were found bound together, tethered. Only 3 survived. Ghosts are inevitable once tragedy strikes an orphanage, especially one with such a haunting history. Fire had devastated St. Mary's Orphan Asylum in 1875, so it wasn't the first time. It was like it wasn't meant to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So while a storm surge later struck the surviving structures, although Galveston rebuilt the orphanage, residual energy remained. So it sounds like it's got history upon history.
Looks like 3 of the managers at one point got interviewed, and they decline to give their names and claim to have never seen anything themselves, but did allow that all the ghost stories have definitely been good for business. And one of them said, if it brings us tours, there's ghosts everywhere.
Ghosts galore.
So this is interesting. It talks there. I didn't know this part. There was a hotel, Galvez, that was before the Walmart. And it says, some suspect that the Galveston built their famous... some suspect that Galveston built their famous on top... They're famous. That doesn't make sense. On top of the St. Mary's Orphan Asylum's dead. That would certainly explain the prevalence of paranormal activity. Guests would hear phantom children running and laughing throughout the hotel, playing the piano in the lobby, or running amok through the halls. You can hear the sound of their laughter if you listen closely. Travelers regularly... Well, unless this... Maybe this is close. Is there a hotel? I was thinking that they built it on top of it. Well, it says it on top of their dead. Hmm. So it must be where they, like, maybe where they buried them then. I don't know. Well, who knows? But anyway, it made it sound like I thought that was, like, on where the site had happened. But anyway.
But I don't know.
So I'm not, I was going to say, I've never heard of the Hotel Galvez.
Not either.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
But yeah, so that. Wherever that was, if it still exists or not, there were reportings of it.
Hmm.
It says it still exists.
Okay.
So, yeah, it must be close then.
Well, I guess we need to take a road trip to go to Walmart.
Yeah, this says it. So it's a 110-year-old hotel.
Hmm.
So it's close there. Yep. It's within the Texas Gulf. It's called the Queen of the Gulf. Yeah, sorry. I gave that to you, didn't I? But yeah, so that's so the hauntings from that area basically have spread throughout Galveston, it sounds like.
Well, I mean, because there's a lot more death than just the orphanage.
Well, that's a good point, yeah. So,
yeah, I'm sure it's spread around all over the place in Galveston. Haunted areas.
Yeah, exactly. That so we going?
Oh, definitely. That might be something we look into is more haunted places around Galveston.
Yeah, I didn't. I know there were some things that came up that showed other locations, but yeah. So it, yeah, it's kind of funny that I thought I really did think that that was going to be built on top of that, but yeah, it's still like I said, it's still an existing structure. Are you gonna live?
I think I'm gonna make it.
Are you still living?
All signs point to yes.
What I miss for a minute?
We're going.
We're going.
Okay.
Are you a are you a yay or a nay?
Oh, I love Galveston. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never been to Texas, so I'm excited to go anywhere in Texas.
We ate well. Ooh, man.
Good food then, yep.
Yep, great food.
Right off the Gulf.
Yep. So I'm definitely in. So when are we going?
What are you guys doing tomorrow?
I gotta go work.
Gotta work.
Dang, I should.
This is my last day off.
Okay, I think I'm going to make it.
You're going to make it? I know it's a terrible feeling, isn't it? It's like
anything else on
all choked up.
Anything else, or is that, are we all Walmarted out?
No, but maybe we should look into see if there's any other Walmarts that are haunted. Not tonight, but
okay.
For a future episode, right?
There's something.
Mm-hmm.
They are something.
Creepy. Creepy in a different way.
Well, Nate, help us out. What do you have for us?
Price check on aisle two, and that's a wrap.
You heard it right there. Aisle two. I thought you were going to say cleanup.
I thought you were going to say aisle 13.
Clean up on aisle 13. Price check, huh?
Or aisle six. Okay. Six.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's
you
really
stay away from that aisle, right?
That'd be a big Walmart.
That would be a big Walmart. That'd be like on and that'd on be and like on. The Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Buc-ee's of Walmart.
150 gas pumps. My gosh, that I've never seen one. That's where we went to Buc-ee's. It was in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place.
Those are fun too. Oh my gosh.
Because it's close to Houston. Mm-hmm. So Houston. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Aged Mini 192 and our discussion on the haunted Walmart of Galveston, Texas. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.